KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies here in the Nishna Valley and our temperature at 44 degrees. We did pick up 84 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall during the day period yesterday. We look for sunny skies today and a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reports a bridge in the 2000 block of Mulberry Road is now closed until further notice for extensive repairs. The bridge is located over Kids Creek between F-24 and 2100 Street and between Greeley Township Sections 29 and 30. Emergency agencies should plan alternate routes for response to nearby residents. If you have any questions, call the Shelby County Engineer at 712-755-5954. A map of that location is attached to this story on our news page at KJN.com. KJN News Time, 7:07.
I don't get it.
Get what?
I don't get that. Even though Lindeman Tractor's been a dealer for 8 years.
A lot of producers don't realize we're a MacDon dealer.
Yeah, and the fact that we have a whole crew of service guys who know MacDon heads inside
and
out.
And still, there are those who don't know Lindeman Tractor is a MacDon dealer. So I think we should let people know that we are a MacDon dealer.
And that MacDon has come out with a new FD1 model, built so the drum speed matches your machine, regardless of color.
Yep, and they've added a second hydraulic pump, so you harvest with greater capacity and with a more reliable head.
And don't forget the in-cab draper control that allows you to turn off the side drapers if you get into a slug-plug situation.
And finally, our factory-installed lateral tilt option that makes your wider heads work even better in our hilly terrain.
You better let them know we still have some of our early order stock on hand, but supplies are limited.
So call now. Lindeman Tractor, your MacDon dealer in Atlantic.
In other news, as part of the ongoing Union Pacific Railroad bridge replacement project, Interstate 29 road closures will be necessary beginning on Sunday to complete the demolition of the south half of the existing bridge over I-29 in Council Bluffs, weather permitting, according to the Council Bluffs Interstate Project Office. Closures will occur as follows. Beginning on September 30th through October 2nd, southbound I-29 will close on Sunday night of September 30th at 10:30 p.m. and continue through Tuesday at 5:30 a.m. And then October 2nd through the 4th, northbound I-29 will close on Tuesday night the 2nd at 10:30 through Thursday, October 4th at 5:30 a.m. And October 4th, northbound I-29 will close on Thursday night from 10:30 p.m. through Friday at 5:30 a.m. You can check out a map for additional details and detours. If the southbound I-29 lanes are delayed from opening on Tuesday, the northbound closures will be delayed until Sunday, October the 7th. The Union Pacific Railroad Bridge is located approximately 1/2 mile north of the I-80 I-29 interchange. Reconstruction of the Union Pacific Railroad Bridge is necessary to allow for increased capacity on I-29. The existing bridge will be rebuilt from its existing 5 tracks to 3 tracks to improve local yard operations. The railroad bridge replacement project is scheduled to be completed in 2019. The Iowa DOT strives to minimize the impact construction has on travel and business. For more information or to sign up for alerts, you can visit that program website, councilbluffsinterstate.iowadot.gov, and you can contact the program office at 712-216-3339, or you can email info@councilbluffsinterstate.com. In other local news, a local business has announced the selling of some of its subsidiaries here from yesterday. Owner Revolution Incorporated announced the signing of a definitive agreement to sell their 2 subsidiaries located in Atlantic, Plastic Professionals Incorporated and Connectadoc Incorporated, to Elkhart Plastics Incorporated, headquartered in Elkhart, Indiana. Upon completion of the transaction, the Atlantic facility will become Elkhart Plastics' 6th location in the U.S. for the supply of rotationally molded products and services to a whole array of customers across the country. The Connectadoc brand will remain in place, while the Plastic Professionals will now become Elkhart Plastics of Iowa. Both businesses will continue continue to operate out of the 225,000 square foot facility that they have occupied for the past 14 years in Atlantic. Don Hudak, Owner Revolution CEO and President, commented on the pending transaction, saying the sale of these two subsidiaries comes with the best interests of the employees and the local communities in mind. Elkhart Plastics is a proven leader in the rotational molding industry and has aggressive plans to grow the business, bringing new jobs and opportunities to the area. And Owner Revolution Incorporated also announced the signing of a definitive agreement to sell substantially all of the operating assets and business of their wholly owned subsidiary located in Adair, Schaefer Systems Incorporated, to Pollard Banknote Limited, headquartered in Winnipeg, Canada. Upon completion of the transaction, the Adair facility will join Pollard Banknote's team focused on serving the needs of lotteries and charitable gaming organizations around the world. The Schaefer Systems brand will remain in place, and the business will continue to operate out of the 60,000-square-foot facility they have occupied for the past 30 years in Adair. Don Hudak, Owner Revolution CEO and President, commented on that transaction, saying the sale of Schaefer Systems to Pollard Banknote brings together two organizations that have successfully served the lottery and gaming industries for many years. Working together, they will represent a real powerhouse in the markets and will be able to bring innovative products and solutions to customers at an even higher level. Our employees and the communities we are in will reap the benefits of this transaction through increased stability and growth. After higher-than-expected tax revenue and mid-year round of budget cuts, the final report on the recently concluded state fiscal year shows a $127 million surplus in the Iowa budget. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The 12-month state fiscal year ends on June 30th, but the books aren't closed until September to account for last-minute bills and tax payments. Due to federal tax law changes, many Iowans have more take-home pay. That extra income is subject to state taxes, which accounts for part of the higher-than-expected windfall. Tax cuts passed by Republican legislators and signed into law by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds this spring will start kicking in next tax season. Another contributing factor to the surplus was the budget reduction plan Republican lawmakers approved in March. It pared $25 million from state agencies and shifted $10 million in gambling taxes to cover other state expenses. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
Governor Reynolds says the final report on the most recent state budget shows the state's economy is growing and the state's cash reserves are full. A year ago, Reynolds had to borrow $13 million from those reserves to balance the state budget. State tax revenue grew 4.5% during the 12-month state budgeting year that ended on June 30th. Authorities say a fire broke out at a school building in northwest Iowa about an hour after classes were done for the day. The blaze was reported a little after 4:45 p.m. Tuesday at the Lawton Bronson High School in Junior Building. District Superintendent Randy Collins says the fire started in a rack of laptop computers inside the business classroom. No injuries were reported. Collins says no classes will be held in the Lawton building on Wednesday. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. We'll check funeral announcements next, News Time 7:14.
I don't get it.
Get what?
I don't get that. Even though Lindeman Tractor's been a dealer for 8 years.
A lot of producers don't realize we're a MacDon dealer.
Yeah, and the fact that we have a whole crew of service guys who know MacDon heads inside
and
out.
And still, there are those who don't know Lindeman Tractor is a MacDon dealer. So I think we should let people know that we are a MacDon dealer.
And that MacDon has come out with a new FD1 model, built so the drum speed matches your machine, regardless of color.
Yep, and they've added a second hydraulic pump, so you harvest with greater capacity and with a more reliable head.
And don't forget the in-cab draper control that allows you to turn off the side drapers if you get into a slug-plug situation.
And finally, our factory-installed lateral tilt option that makes your wider heads work even better in our hilly terrain.
You better let them know we still have some of our early order stock on hand, but supplies are limited.
So call now. Lindeman Tractor, your MacDon dealer in Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements, Brian C. Betts, age 94, of Audubon, died September 23rd at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Brian C. Betts will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Larry Allen Mundorf, age 75, of Griswold, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Larry Mundorf will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Virgil C. Claver, age 91, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center in Exira. Funeral services for Virgil C. Claver will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. in the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Raymond Anthony Schlemer, age 78, of Panama, died Tuesday at the Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Mass of Christian burial for Raymond Anthony Schlemer will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Polygen's Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Paul Hines, age 89, of Dexter, died Thursday at Adele Acres. A Mass of Christian burial for Paul Hines will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Arliss Mae Butler, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died September 12th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Arliss Mae Butler will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Janet Fink, age 67, of Harlan, died Saturday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Janet Fink will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Harlan Cemetery. Polygen's Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Billy Meister, age 68, of Manning, died Wednesday at the VA Hospital in Des Moines. A memorial service for Billy Meister will be held on Monday at 1 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. And Trina Chintz, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Trina Chintz are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News brought to you by Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.